I grew up in a small town in Russia, a tiny shtetl called Kretschmir. Papa had a job in the local tavern, where he worked hard every day brewing and serving up bottles of vodka and whiskey to the local Russian peasants, who would always stop by for a few drinks. The peasants loved nothing better than a few glasses of Papa's famous whiskey, or his fresh brewed beer, after a long hard day of doing nothing.
So tell me, Vladimir, what's bringing you here so early on a day like today?
And my two drunk feet. That's what's bringing me here.
Hey, Joe, what's good on the menu today?
Well, Vladimir, everything's good on the menu, but after the first cup, I don't think it'll make a difference anyway.
Hey, everybody, today is my birthday. I turned 42.
You know, they say that after 42, you should stop drinking vodka.
Really? Why?
Well, I think 42 vodkas is enough, no?
Hey, Joe, pour me 6 glasses of vodka and get a move on it.
Hey, don't you go crazy after you finish the first glass?
Yeah, you're right. Forget it, Joe. Just refill the first glass 6 times.
Tell me, Joe, how much is a mug of whiskey?
A mug of whiskey is 2 rubles, sir.
And how much is a refill?
A refill would be 1 ruble.
That sounds good. I'll start with a refill.
So, Cousin Zundel, does that mean that business was going well for your papa?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Ellie. Papa's boss was stingy and often wouldn't pay him for months at a time. And when he finally did get around to pay, he would insist that he didn't owe Papa nearly as much as he actually did. And there was not much Papa could do to convince him otherwise.
Sir, excuse me, but...
Yes, Joe, what is it?
It's that time of month again, sir.
What are you talking about? What time of month?
You know, the time of month where I remind you that you're 6 months late on paying me my salary.
Oh-ho! Has it been 6 months already? How time flies when you're having fun, huh? Business is good, huh? Very good. And thanks to you, of course. Now let me teach you a little trick about business.
Uh-oh. Not again.
You ready? Now watch this. How much do I owe you?
400 rubles.
Oh, okay. Well, so now what I do is, I tell you I want to bargain with you. So I put forth a counteroffer of 25 rubles.
What?
Now, let me finish. Of course you're upset about this, and you tell me you demand 200 rubles, not a kopeck less. I say I'm prepared to give you 35. You say 100. I say 40. You say 80. I say 45. Then you say you'll be willing to settle for 50. And I say I'm ready to give you 48. But then I point out that I'm only going so high this time because I'm such a nice guy. You thank me for that and accept 48 rubles as your payment.
But...
So you see? Now that's how you do business. 48 rubles. Enjoy, Mendel.
What? That's hardly 10% of what you owe me.
Now, I understand you're upset, but I do have to charge you something for the business lesson I just gave you.
But...
That's my final word. Now get out of here this second, Jew, before I throw you out the window.
Wow, Cousin Zundel. It must have been very difficult for your papa to have to work so hard and not have a lot of money to bring home to his family.
Ellie, but that was the life for the Jews in Kretschmir in those days. But you know, we Jews always find a way to carry on and be besimcha. And for the Jews in Kretschmir, nothing was able to dampen their Jewish spirit, especially when Shabbos came around each week. Yes. A Shabbos in Kretschmir was really an experience to remember.